Welcome to the Business Leadership Series, where we engage with leaders who are making an impact on their worlds and who want to share their knowledge and experience for your personal and professional growth. The following interview is designed to inspire you to become the best leader you can be. Your host, Derek Champagne, is the founder and CEO of The Artist Evolution, a full-service agency building successful brands, marketing tools, and campaigns, and also the author of the best-selling book, Don't Buy a Duck. And now, let's begin today's Leadership Series interview.
Welcome to the Business Leadership Series, where our goal is to inspire you to become the best leader that you can be. I'm your host, Derek Champagne. We've got an awesome guest today. He is the founder of Pete and Pedro. You may have seen him on the TV show Shark Tank, not once, but twice. He is also the star of the Alpha M Project and founder of I Am Alpha M, YouTube sensation, serial entrepreneur. Welcome to the program today.
Derek, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk.
Man, Aaron, I remember seeing you the first time on Shark Tank, and we won't stay on Shark Tank, I promise. But and then you popped up again the second time, and we've interviewed some other guests on Shark Tank. You know, your story really stood out to me. My business, I'm a branding and marketing consultant, and you have mastered the craft of building a brand. I mean, amazing. And so I said, man, we've got to get a hold of this amazing entrepreneur and talk to him. So,
wow, thank you. That's incredible. Thank you so much for the compliment. I didn't realize how important branding was until really it was a few years ago. And I think that I have done a pretty good job. There are some things that if I could go back in time and change, I would have. But, you know, all things considered, yeah, it is all about the brand. And with all my businesses, really trying to figure out and hone in on what that brand is, what the strategy is, and what it looks like. So thank you for the compliment.
If someone were to ask you, if a stranger were to meet you and say, who are you? What do you do? Because you've got so much going on. How in a sentence do you introduce yourself?
My wife put the kibosh on me telling people that I make videos for a living. Yes. She's like, you sound like a pornographer. I said, okay. So basically what I say that I do is I'm a content creator. First and foremost, it is my job to make video and to create content. And then from that content that I've been posting since 2008, it has led me to create other businesses and other vertical businesses off of this audience that I've been lucky enough to find. And so that's really what I do. I am an entrepreneur. There's nothing that gets me more excited and more fired up than thinking about business, new businesses, how I could sort of, you know, craft the business a little bit different than what else is out there. And I just love business, man. That is what gets me up in the morning.
Well, you are definitely front and center in your business. And so I'm just curious, what are the pressures and then what's the upside of being that much of the face of your brand? On Shark Tank, the second time, was it Barbara that made an offer just so that you would endorse products that she sent your way? She wanted the deal.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's a blessing and a curse to be this basically front and center in your business. It's great. Because, you know, you get to really drive the ship and dictate what you put out there, and you're really only responsible for yourself and you know, what you say and all that good stuff. And so that's good. The downside, though, what I've come to realize is that if I ever wanted to exit any of my businesses, I can't.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm so entwined in every business that I have for the most part that it's really difficult to look long term in terms of an exit strategy or getting out. I'm kind of stuck. But the good news is that it took me so long to get here that I am seeing some success now, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. So I don't know what 10 years from now looks like, or even 5 years. Hell, I don't know what next year looks like, but I'm just going to, you know, continue to, you know, sort of go with my gut and figure out things as they come at me. And so I don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah, absolutely does. And so, I mean, for our audience to put in perspective, you've got, I think I looked at it today, you had over 1.5 million subscribers just on your YouTube channel alone, and then you've got millions and millions and millions of views. And when you put something out, and you've got hundreds of thousands of people that watch and comment, so you have a very captive, loyal, engaged audience, which is what most of us spend our entire careers, especially post social media, trying to figure out how to capture.
Yeah, and that's really what the focus is on taking care of my audience. And, you know, at the end of the day, the number one priority that I have every day is getting up and creating content. It's what I need to do in order to drive all these other businesses. And so, you know, not losing sight that, you know, even though today was a very busy day, for example, you know, the first thing, though, I had to focus on is what got me here. And that is creating content for people and just showing that authentic self and giving them content that's engaging and that's helpful and entertaining at the same time.
That's awesome. But you've created a hungry beast that needs to be continually fed content all the time, haven't you?
Yeah, and that's the other upside. And there's two sides to every coin in my world. You know, the upside is that, yeah, it's fantastic. I've got this very ravenous fan base and audience that consumes my content and whatever product I talk about or promote or my own. But on the other side, there's that beast that I need to keep feeding. I need to keep creating content. If I stop, everything stops.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So can you take me back in time? Can you point to a time in your career or in your social media presence or whatever it might be where you realize that you were about to take a crazy ride? I mean, there's so many people that create content and that do an okay job of it, but they don't all have the eyeballs. What for you, can you define a moment, or did it just happen?
It's been such a that's what's so interesting. It took me, I think, 6 years to get to 100,000 subscribers. Okay. And so it was a grind. I started back in 2008, and then in the last 18 months, I gained 1.4
million. Wow.
And so, you know, so the overnight success took a whole lot longer than you would probably imagine.
Sure.
So it you know what? It's funny. When I posted my first video, I didn't have any idea what I was really doing. I knew that I had a video camera, I knew I had a big mouth, and I had a mechanism to actually put it out there, which was YouTube. And I really didn't understand it that much. And I didn't understand the whole concept of subscribers or audience. I just thought, hey, I've got a video camera, let me make a video. And at the time, I had an image consulting business helping, you know, men look better, feel better, and all that good stuff. And this was after a very, very tumultuous business, you know, explosion that was a fitness center that I had prior to that. And so, you know, the moment that I actually posted my first video, though, and I got a comment and somebody asked me a question, that was all it took. I was hooked at that point because I think for so long I was really just kind of struggling to find out what my voice was, what my message was, and where my audience was. And I found a home on YouTube.
Right.
And so it was finally for the first time I really felt like I had an audience. And so from that point, it was like, oh gosh, I got to put out more content and more content. And I fell in love with it.
Well, what an amazing platform that YouTube has been for you, too. I mean, the other social media outlets as well, but
there's nothing like YouTube.
No, it's amazing.
For any entrepreneur out there, if you are thinking about posting videos, don't think. Do it.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people don't get started because, oh, I don't know if I'll be good enough, or I don't like myself on camera, or I don't like my voice. I sucked for the first 1,000 videos I put out. And, you know, you are going to stink when you first start, but you just need to keep putting it out there. There's nothing like YouTube. You know, if you've got a customer, I mean, you get to know somebody. Like, when you watch a video, you feel like you know this person.
Right.
And it's changed the game in terms of advertising and marketing. No longer do, you know, companies, or where do you go to buy things, or where do you go to learn things? It's YouTube.
Right.
And so it is such an amazingly powerful platform to let your customers get to know you and to meet you prior to actually asking them to spend money with you.
Hmm. I know you're true to yourself and to your brand and to making sure that you take care of your listeners, as evidenced by by not taking the deal. And initially from television appearances, it looked like you took a deal, but I know that you did not end up doing that. But you do get endorsements, right? I mean, I think I saw that on Shark Tank where you've got companies that do have you be their spokesperson, correct?
I've got more than you can imagine.
Right. Some that you can share with us?
Yeah. I mean, right now I'm so busy with inquiries from different advertisers wanting me to talk about their product and the brand that I actually hired a salesperson. It was so successful and he did such a great job. I actually have all these friends that are content creators in social media as well. And so I decided to sort of team up with him and create an agency. And so we have an agency called Menfluential Media where we represent about 17 of the really big men's lifestyle influencers. Hmm. And, you know, in terms of brands, I've promoted everything from socks to I'm getting ready to promote a scotch, Glenlivet, or Livic. I have to figure out how to pronounce it before I actually do the video on Monday. Livic. And, you know, everything in between, from Audible.com to clothing companies to grooming products, because I focus and sort of the content I create is generally like men's lifestyle. Right. Lifestyle encompasses everything. And so if it's pertaining to a man, I pretty much can promote it.
That's great that you have that lifestyle category. It gives you more opportunities for endorsements too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. So take me back a little bit. You've been an entrepreneur for many years. I've read up on your bio. I know that you had your fitness center, but tell me a little bit about the success you experienced and the journey that you had early as an entrepreneur. How does any of that apply to you today? What did you learn from those early days? It's kind of a big difference to what you do now.
That's the whole thing. My early days was not there. I don't know if I would qualify anything as successful. In my early days.
But that's okay. I mean, me personally, I've had successful businesses that I've sold and I've had some that have failed. But those scars I got from the failures actually taught me a lot, either to be cautious and sometimes, and other times it taught me to jump fast and move quickly. And I was able to identify some of the duds.
No, absolutely. And I wouldn't go back and trade anything for the world. I've had a few businesses. I knew from a very young age I wanted to own a fitness center. And so I got a degree in business management, graduated, met a guy, and he was interested in starting a nutrition store. And so we started a nutrition store, and I knew pretty quickly that wasn't some place I wanted to be. He was actually selling drugs out of the back. And so I wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed, but I knew that prison wasn't a place that I would flourish. I'd be popular, but I would definitely would not do well. And so, so essentially, from there, I opened my fitness center, and I met a woman. We opened a small personal training studio, and long, painful story short, that just did not work out. We tried to expand. We had some business partners that we shouldn't have taken, and ultimately, it ended up with us filing bankruptcy and me driving a beer cart at a golf course on weekends to make ends meet. And this is when I'm a 30-year-old guy.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm the type of entrepreneur that never has a plan B. I'm plan A all the time until something happens that I realize I need to come up with a plan, plan B. So with those other failures, it just sort of led me to this image consulting thing because it was something I could do that I really enjoyed that I was doing a little bit with some of my male clients at the fitness center. And, you know, I did that for a while and it ultimately then led to a YouTube video and the rest is kind of history. And so through all the failures, I have learned many, many, many valuable lessons. And so now I'm in a very unique position where I need to be very cautious and I need to work every day like somebody's trying to take it from me. But I wake up every morning I say to my daily affirmation is, all right, don't F it up today. And I don't actually say F, I say the real word. And it's something that every day I just got to stay focused and do my best. And I don't know how long this is going to last. I don't know how long I'll be on this ride, but you know, hopefully I'll be smart enough to know when it's time to get off.
Where's your passion and your drive come from?
Just the passion and the drive comes from just having this insane desire to be successful. And I never really understood what success meant to me. I thought it meant having a chain. At one point, I thought it meant having a chain of 27 nutrition stores. Right. And then after that, it was 150 fitness centers, and nothing else was going to mean success. Huh. But the moment because I've always struggled with, you know, the financial end of things. I mean, from growing up super poor to, you know, businesses that were horribly unprofitable. You know, the moment that I didn't think about money and have to worry about that was when I realized that I was successful. Because from that moment, when I took that weight or the burden of the financial pressures of, you know, it was almost like hustle to hustle to try and make ends meet. When I took that away, it allowed me to get super creative. Because so much brain power and energy was focused on just trying to worry about my bills, that once that was gone, I realized that I was free. I was free emotionally. I was free financially. I could do what I wanted to do, not spend lavishly, of course. And I still am the poor kid from Philly in my head, even though I can afford, you know, to buy a nice watch if I want one.
Right.
You know, it's been, I don't even know what question you asked. I just sort of went off on a little bit of a tangent.
No, that was great. I had asked where your passion comes from, but
yeah, success. And so it's just finally feeling like I'm validated. And you know, aside from, you know, being financially secure now, the comments and the interaction and the engagement that I get from my audience really is what fuels me. I mean, I get up every day and think that I'm the luckiest guy in the world, because I really feel like I have the ability to touch some lives and change them. And so that is super powerful and something that I don't take for granted for one second, because I know what the other side looks like. And and this is just a very, very pleasant place to be, to say the least.
So you feel satisfied. I mean, some people talk about success and yes, at a certain point when your needs are met. And I can relate to that too. But
I'm satisfied in some regards, but I am hungry like you wouldn't believe. Because I've tasted success now it's more. I want more. I can do more. I can run faster. I've got some friends that operate in the information product and the social media space. So they're all about creating info products. And they are doing this so that they can create a lifestyle of freedom and flexibility and being able to vacation. And me, right now, I am in the mode of, all right, let's see how fast I can take this and far I can take this without crashing. So, you know, it's all speed ahead for me.
But you get to be creative too. And I talk sometimes about the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And when you're in that lowest survival mode, which is our instincts of hunger and shelter. And a lot of times businesses are making their decisions from there, and they're not making their best decisions. So when your needs are met, you can be from the top of the pyramid and you can start to think more creatively. I think a lot of beautiful things are created there that are even better than at the bottom of the pyramid, which is just a survival mode.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more, Derek.
Love
you said
to see
it much more eloquently than I did. Thank you.
No, you said it great. So let's talk a little bit about some of the content. Yes, you do some amazing video content, and you're very good at it. But you're a guest blogger for big magazines too. You've got a best-selling ebook, The Male Style Guide. What other types of content are you producing?
I do a lot of podcasts. I don't personally do podcasts, but I'm a guest. I'm lucky enough to be asked to be on a bunch of podcasts. Primarily, it is the video. I have a website that I post 5 videos a week. So, you know, every day putting out a video and I am not a vlogger. I don't consider myself a vlogger. That basically is somebody who just picks up a camera and talks to the camera as they go through their daily activities.
Right.
Every video that I produce is scripted. And so every morning I write a video.
Wow.
And so there's a lot of structure, and I've sort of developed a method to make the content creation palatable and not all consuming like it used to be. And so that's one great thing. But yeah, I produce just an insane amount of content. And then I'm getting ready to launch a new business in the next 2 weeks. And so real excited about that. And I think that's actually going to be my big one.
Wow. That's exciting. We look forward to following you on that. So, yeah, I watched one of your videos. I like your editing style, and I think it was the video where you were announcing after Shark Tank, kind of the results, and did not take the deal. And I thought that was a cool editing style that you did. Very simple, it was engaging. But I also liked your Alpha M project. Is that something that's ongoing?
Yeah, it's something that I started a few years ago. A gentleman sent me an email, and it just touched me. He was a big guy. He was like 6'7", like 450 pounds, and he just wanted to go shopping. And he was like, well, how much do you – yeah, I asked him, I go, well, what's your budget? He goes, like $250. I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, if you let me film it, this could be cool. Let's do it. And so, you know, and so then that was a lot of fun, and people really liked it. And then I did like 4 more episodes and called it season 1. And so now what I do is I have a contest for my audience. They can submit videos of themselves and just a 2-minute video. Let me know why you need a makeover, basically. And then I let my audience vote on who they want me to fly here to Atlanta for an all-expense-paid makeover. And so I've been able to fund that through some very generous sponsors and amazing brand partners. And it's incredible. I've had 3 seasons now. Yeah. I just wrapped the last episode last weekend. And I'll be doing it again probably early next year. But yeah, it's a great opportunity for me just to hang out, meet, and try and help some guys.
Yeah, I watched that episode you're talking about. I think that was your very first one, right?
Big Billy.
Yeah, yep. I wondered how tall you were because he looks so tall.
I'm super short at 5'6", and he's super tall. So
I mean, that was cool. He's a big guy.
He's a big dude. And the thumbnail in and of itself was a hit. So that's why that video went well, because people are looking at little old me standing next to big old him, and it was just like Andre the Giant versus little Jack and the Beanstalk. It was great.
And you hit it right. That thumbnail is a big part of some of those click throughs. That was great that you did that. I get fascinated by this too, because I did live in Los Angeles for many years, so a lot of my friends are producers and writers, and as almost everybody is out there, and they're all making shows and trying to get views, and it's so saturated, especially since reality television and YouTube and social media has emerged and taken over. But I find most of them don't have the views that they would like. So I love seeing that you're doing that and producing good content and then putting it out there, and you've got that many people. I saw one, you had 400 plus submissions for one of those episodes. That's incredible. And then hundreds of thousands of views on each episode. That's really cool that you're creating your own content and just putting it out there like that.
Yeah, and it's funny because people think that it's a big, you know, production crew. It's me and one guy with a camera. That's it. And we put it together, and we have a lot of fun, and they're just fun episodes, and it's really great to do a little bit of something for somebody and help them sort of over a hard time or a rut or whatever it may be.
Yeah, that's cool. So if we can go back and talk for just a minute, you talked about content creation, and you encourage our listeners, if you have a business and you haven't been creating content, if you haven't been doing video content, do it. Give us a few shortcuts. I know, what have you found that has been effective in either identifying what's of interest to your target, of the type of content you can put out and produce? Any tips that you have?
In terms of the content, it's a lot of trial and error. You know, I would start with what you feel other people would be interested in watching. And then you're going to find out pretty quickly if they are. Because I always say that if you've got a message, it will find its audience.
Right.
And so that's one of the issues that a lot of guys are like, well, I don't know, it's so late in the game and I haven't started it, or I'm not tech savvy. And you are listening to the least tech savvy guy that you know, because you know, you joke about my video editing style. Well, that I think is like super high tech, and it is just the most basic jump cuts you can ever find. And I've never used music really, just because I just don't understand it. And so, you know, don't wait until perfection has happened, because it never will. You don't need fancy equipment. You need a simple backdrop. You need a camera, something that can take movies. A lot of people are using their iPhones, and so you don't need a bunch of equipment. It's just about putting out that first video and then putting out something else. The other thing I will say is consistency is king. Some people make the critical mistake where they'll put out a piece of content and then they'll wait 3 months. I would say that the general consensus is once a week you need to be putting out something. And you need to do it consistently. Same day, same time. Your audience will reward you for consistency and that content that you're actually putting out. You know, the other thing is, if you've got somebody in your industry who you've seen their video, go to their channel. Look to see what their most popular videos are. You can see that on everybody's channel. And that's probably a pretty good place to start in terms of content. It's sort of like hacking popular content. Go find people that are competing in your industry, see what video they've done that is their top or their top three, and that's a great place to start.
That's great. Is there a certain style that works? Humor, honesty?
Honesty. Oh, my goodness. You just hit the nail on the head, Derek. Here's what I have learned over my illustrious YouTube career is that the audience will reward you for being authentic. When I first started, I really didn't know what my voice was. And so I looked at other popular YouTubers and I tried to duplicate. I tried to be a little bit funny and crude and I tried to be shocking. Right. And those videos, for the most part, have all come down because I was embarrassed of the way that I portrayed myself.
Right.
And I really started to see a difference and a shift in the level of engagement when I dropped the crap, dropped the act, and just talked from the heart.
Wow.
And so authenticity is king. You know, they used to say that content is king. Authenticity is absolutely king.
Wow.
You can't beat that.
Any other advice you want to share?
Don't get your feelings hurt. But
yes,
that's possible. Understand this, that YouTube, if you're going to put yourself out there, you've got to have thick enough skin to understand that you're not going to please everybody. I joke that I could have a video teaching blind kittens to read and somebody would have something negative to say about it and me.
Right. All right?
It doesn't matter.
And they get personal too, don't they?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Are you kidding me? If I have to hear one more time about the birthmark in my eye or my voice or my ears or are you kidding me? It's not for the thin-skinned individual.
Right.
But just understand this, that you are going to have the negativity. Do not engage them. One of the mistakes that I made, thinking that I'm a reasonable guy. I'm just going to try and reason with them. Oh, that is the absolute worst thing you can ever do. Just move on. And if it bothers you that much, post your video and do not read the comments. But we are gluttons for punishment, and that's not very, very.
So you do read the comments, don't you?
For the first day, I'll read them, and then it's like, okay, I gotta move on to the next one. But it's crazy because no matter how many videos I put out, no matter how much positive love and encouragement I get, I still have my feelings hurt.
Right.
And it still stings when somebody is, you know, saying something negative about you. It never goes away. And anybody who says it doesn't matter, they don't notice it, they're lying to you because we're human. And we create content, we put ourselves out there for the betterment of others. And when somebody, you know, somebody who just has a voice and a keyboard, you know, wants to rip you apart and tear you down, it still stings.
Do you take their comments when you see them, and does it affect you at all in a way that you say, you know what, enough people have commented on this way, I'm going to try to shift, or do you ignore it and keep the course that you're doing?
I used to see if they're telling you something is wrong fundamentally with your message or your business, or you hear it enough, then yeah, you might want to take a look at yourself. And that's
right.
As you know, Derek, one of the hardest things to do is actually look at yourself, you know, be introspective and be like, okay, I'm doing this wrong. I need to change. Because as entrepreneurs, we get something in our head and we think it's right. And then you tell your friends, you tell your loved ones, and everybody tells you, oh my gosh, it's fantastic, because they don't hurt your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've got somebody who's unbiased and they don't have to sit next to you at Christmas dinner, and enough of those people tell you that something is wrong or you're doing something, it's probably not them and it could be you.
Mm.
And so be flexible and nimble enough in your ideologies and your content creation that you can adjust when you think that it's time. And that's one of the beautiful things about the internet as well. You might put out a piece of content that's terrible, but people have incredibly short attention spans and memories. And so they'll forget about it by the next 2 days and the next piece of content you put out. You know, also don't be something that you're not. And that's one of the hardest lessons that I had to learn. I tried to be something that I wasn't. People can see through that. The internet is full of imitators and frauds and fake, you know, personalities. Just right. Be yourself and you will be successful. Now, what success looks like to you versus me, that's up for interpretation and you've got to figure that out. But content right. creation is an amazing thing. And if you have something that needs to be said, I highly recommend you say it.
Love it. Be authentic, be yourself, have thick skin, but be willing to be introspective and make improvements and be able to handle the criticism. And if it is you and something you need to adjust, be willing to do that.
See, you just said what it took me 30 minutes to talk
you
about
said,
it.
You said it way it better, and I took notes while you said it. Man, Aaron, thank you so much for being our guest. Give us a couple websites that we can go to and learn more about you.
Yeah, you know, the easiest place to find me is YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search Alpha M, M as in male. Or if you search that in Google, you'll find my website, imalphaM.com. That's it. Go there. You'll find my stuff. And I promise you that, you know, at first you might not know how to take me, but I tend to grow on people like fungus. So
And you are being authentic, so we
exactly.
know that's you.
So just bear that in mind.
Aaron, thank you again for being our guest. We really appreciate it. And I know you got something new and exciting on the horizon, so we'll be following you closely and look forward to seeing what that is that you're about to launch.
Derek, thank you so much.
Take care, Aaron.
You've been listening to the Business Leadership Series, where we engage with leaders who are making an impact on their worlds and who want to share their knowledge and experience for your personal and professional growth. This interview was designed to inspire you to become the best leader you can be. Take a 5-minute complimentary marketing assessment for your business. Whether you're a startup or an established brand looking for more quality customers for your business, this confidential assessment will help you identify the next logical steps for appropriate marketing tools, strategy, and development for making sure your branding and marketing campaign is a success. Visit assessmymarketing.com today. That's assessmymarketing.com.